Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. The U.S. stepped up sanctions yesterday against Russia, but left Moscow's oil industry mainly untouched. Here to discuss is Richard Nephew, senior research scholar at the Columbia University Center on Global Energy Policy and author of The Art of Sanctions. Welcome to the show, Richard, and thanks for being here. Now, we saw yesterday when President Biden addressed the nation, he is taking this sort of very controlled, careful approach to sanctions on Russia. Do you think we will ever see the U.S. sanction Russia's oil industry?
Well, I certainly think we will see sanctions on the oil industry, but I think there are many different shades of that and many different flavors of that. I think that thus far, they focused on longer term investment and technology aspects of the oil and gas sector. And that's because they're attempting to be careful to avoid interrupting flows right now, right? Especially with the market already with higher oil prices and a lot of uncertainty out there. So I think the theory is start off with things that have longer term impacts, and then over time, you might see them shift to focus on things with nearer term impacts, including on actual flows of gas and oil.
Of course, Ukraine's President Zelensky wants action right now, like yesterday, and he's asking for specifically the EU to impose an oil embargo on Russia. What would that look like, and would that move the needle at all, do you think, for Putin?
I think it would definitely move the needle, but it's a question of what it actually causes him to do, right? You know, the difficulty we have with Russia, unlike other suppliers, is that it's a major oil supplier, you know, producing, you know, millions of barrels of oil, you know, per day, especially, you know, for places like Europe, in a climate in which you already have over $90 a barrel worth of oil. And so the issue that you've got is, if you were to all of a sudden have a cutoff on all those imports, where's the oil going to come from? Where's the gasoline going to come from? And I don't think that until you have answers to those questions, it's clear that the pressure would be felt by the Russians, but instead could be potentially felt by the Europeans. I think the focus on what we're trying to do now, what we're seeing the United States and the EU and others do, is ensure that all the pain from the sanctions goes against Russia. And so that's why there's a focus on financial transactions, on banks, going after you know, high technology imports that the Russians need to ensure that the real damage is felt in Russia, not felt in Europe and elsewhere.
Now, you say that Putin can still use the energy markets, and you just alluded to this, as sort of his own weapon. I mean, he could turn off the taps altogether. Would Putin, in some scenario, could Putin and Russia actually become a beneficiary of that scenario?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is one of the reasons why for a number of years, you know, prior to this current crisis, a number of analysts and myself included were encouraging Europe to diversify its supply such that it wasn't so dependent on Russia. And so the concern was always that the Russians could turn off the taps and to leave Europe badly exposed and to some extent badly exposed to blackmail and to coercion by the Russians saying, now, if you want your oil and gas back, we're going to need you to make concessions here. So I think this is a longer term problem that the Europeans are facing. It's a challenge that they have to make in terms of general diversification. And so the question is, in the near term, are there things that can be done that will channel all that pressure against Russia? As I said, I think that's where financial sanctions come into play, longer term investment, technological sanctions. Those are the things that will disproportionately affect Russia and also create an environment in the future, if this crisis drags on, in which you could contemplate doing things that might have more direct immediate impact, you know, where you've got a little bit more protection from it in the market and in European energy systems.
You know, Biden was criticized for not just cutting off Russia from the SWIFT banking system. To your mind, are banking sanctions less or more important than energy purchase reductions at this point?
I think they're pretty integrated, actually. You know, the issue here is that if you cut off you know, banking connections altogether, you'd make it such that the Russians couldn't get paid for energy exports, which obviously would have an impact on them. If you cut off their ability to engage in exports, that would obviously have an impact on what the banking flows are, what revenues look like. So the question is, how do you mix and match, right? How do you do enough of financial sanctions that you have a pressure on the financial system of Russia on its revenues, while not at the same time undermining the ability of Europe to be able to import, you know, commodities that it really needs. And I think there's more that can be done. I don't think that SWIFT is where it's at. A lot of folks have focused on SWIFT. SWIFT's essentially a banking email system. It's important, and certainly it makes transactions easier to conduct, but there are other ways of getting messages across to allow banking transactions to take place. What's more important are asset freezes and banking cutoffs, where you make it so the banks themselves can't have interactions with their outside Russia partners. That's how you put real pressure on the Russian financial system and deny them access to those revenues, or at least control them to some extent. And I think that's where, at least in the immediate space, you could see a lot more impact while not necessarily clamping down on the resource needs that the Europeans have.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be watching to see if these sanctions get ratcheted up in the weeks ahead. Richard Nephew, senior research scholar at the Columbia University Center on Global Energy Policy. We thank you for your time today.